Thank you for joining us today. We are Inspiring Better Business, helping you to start, grow, and fix your business. In the past lessons, we examined all 12 of God's laws for business, and we are confident that you can put each one of these lessons into action in your life. The laws will link together like a chain and pull you, your family, and your business towards success. This is so true. We believe it, just like God's word commands us in Deuteronomy verses 18 of chapter 8. Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. Oh, so powerful. What is this verse saying? God has given us wealth? No. God has given you the ability to produce wealth. It's up to us to work hard, commit to keep learning, and seek God every step of our journey. Do those 3 points sound familiar? We examined them in the very first lesson of God's Laws for Business in the story of Isa, Tahira, and Ao. We heard the rest of their story in the last lesson. Isa and Tahira did not fully grasp those 3 elements. They are the essential foundation to have a successful journey to find success. Tahira worked hard, but failed to learn along the way and failed to invite God into his life to guide and help him. Isa, his story was that he did not want to put in the hard work and instead expected God to string together a never-ending line of miracles, not believing that God would expect him to work hard on his path to success. So let's learn from them and examine the 3 keys that are required to find success in your journey. Hard work, commit to keep learning, and let God keep leading your life. Let's dive deeper into the element called hard work ahead. You must commit to take action. God is not going to make money fall from the sky. Dedicated hard work is required to achieve success. Once you start implementing a couple of the laws, you will start to have some success, but you must implement all of the laws together. Once you are practicing the laws all together, then God can pull you up to the next level. God has given you unique skills and abilities so that you can provide for you and your immediate family exactly all that is needed. You can do it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this, "No trial has taken you but such as follows the nature of man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tried above your strength, but will in the midst of the trial make a way to escape out." The key word in that verse is escape. God didn't say he would rescue you or pluck you up and pull you away from the trial. No, he provides a way for us to escape. When you escape from something, that implies that you are the one working hard to leave one area or situation and arrive at a new and more favorable destination. Maybe you need to escape from poverty. Maybe you need to escape from some bad financial decisions you have made. Or maybe it's not as dire of a situation, and instead it is simply time to expand and grow your business. Whatever your current situation, remember that God has made a way. And also, be patient and diligent. You cannot plant a seed today and harvest tomorrow. Do not think of getting rich the day after you start implementing God's laws for business in your life. It doesn't work that way. Shortcuts do not exist. Do not try to copy someone else's path. Make your own way. Strong trees that bear fruit for centuries grow much slower than weak, brittle weeds. And the way you see and think about today shapes tomorrow and creates your future. The person who says they can and the person who says they can't are both correct. If you think you're always a victim and a magnet of bad luck, then that is true. But if you think that God can and will use everything from your past and present situation for a good future, then you are also correct. A famous quote from Confucius is this, "I hear and I forget, I see and I remember, I do and I understand." The second main element towards success is to keep learning. You must commit to keep learning. Ask questions. Ask every chance you get. Don't stop. Do not quit just because of a setback or a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. Learn from them. Keep going. Keep moving. Difficult times in your pathway are for you to learn a lesson that is critical for your future. Start rejoicing in the middle of the test because you are learning something new. Sometimes the failures, setbacks, or hardships are expensive teachers. These are your guarantee that you will learn that lesson. The more you learn and apply each of the laws, the stronger your business grows. Do not push your way to the next level. Oh, so critical. Think of yourself as a young child in second grade. What would have happened if one day you decided to walk out of your class, down the hallway, and push open the door to the fourth grade? What would the outcome be if you tried to jump in and take the math test that day? What would the teacher say? All of the frustrating, hard, long tests between second grade and sixth grade were necessary to prepare you. So, we've got to work hard and commit to keep learning. Those are the first two keys, and we've saved the best for last. The third key is we must let God lead. Walk through the doors that God opens and get to work. Laugh at the closed doors and try something else. Find joy in the journey of life that God has for you. Our time on earth is oh so short. And seek God first in all that you do. This is what you can expect as you put all of these laws into action, all working together. First, your setbacks will be smaller and easier to overcome, and your success will be greater and longer lasting. As you continue down this path, you're changing the way you think, your perspective. A life spent chasing riches will end empty and unsatisfied. Check your heart and check where it is. Following all of God's laws for business forms a chain that pulls you from your current situation to a brand new season of success. Just like the law of gravity, God's laws for business will work for you and your business whether or not you know who made the laws. Truth is the truth. You will also need to maintain your strength while you are on your journey. So surround yourself with other motivated people. Start, join, and lead an IBB group. And memorize Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. As you continue to think more like God, changing your mindset to be consistent with His Word, this will become true. If you could only grasp one thing from today's lessons and one thing from all of the other lessons, it would be this. The only way to truly experience freedom in this life is to find your identity in Jesus Christ and to accept the freedom that He wants to give you. Spiritual freedom, mental freedom, and financial freedom. True and complete freedom can only be found inside of a relationship with our Father God, the Creator of this universe, and all the laws that govern our world. If you haven't begun your life of freedom yet, let me invite you to begin right now. Invite Jesus into your life by saying and believing this prayer with me. Lord, I have been living for myself and I want to live for You. Please come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me and rising again, alive today. And You did all of this for me. Thank You that all of my sins are forgiven. And God, thanks for loving me and saving me. Amen, amen. As you walk down this pathway of a new life with Christ, it's important for your spiritual health to find a church in your community where you can hear God's Word, and you need that on a regular basis. Daily reading, but ideally weekly attendance with somebody that's guiding you and leading you. For your financial health, find an IBB club in your community where you can continue to learn and apply God's laws for business. And if there's not one in your community, then consider starting one. And we're here to help you. Start one today. Remember that God has given you the ability to provide for your needs. It will take a strong foundation of the three keys we studied today and build upon them with all 12 of God's laws for business. We know that you can do it. Don't quit. Don't be discouraged. And join with others to find success together. As you work and grow together, here are some tips that might help you. Discuss one thing that stood out to you from today's lesson. And ask yourself, how can I apply this in my life? Your group could discuss this statement. The way you see and think about today shapes tomorrow and creates your future. Do you believe that's true? If you do believe it, why? And if you don't, why not? These are good discussions. Then a group confession is oh so powerful. Now, if you're by yourself, say it loud enough that you can hear it with your own two ears. But if you're with a group, say it together. My ultimate boss is God. I am made in His image. I have the ability to create excellent things with my mind, and I can work hard with my hands. God has given me unique skills and talents so that I can provide for myself and others. I am loved by God. I am special in His sight. And I will not waste the gifts that God has given me. Read this several times. Talk about it. You see, we're all somewhat creatures of habits. We create routines, and it's sometimes hard to break those routines, so you must work at it. So how can you start working and growing in that area of your mindset to think how God wants you to be successful in these laws that we've been teaching? It's been such a delight to be with you, and we're actually coming to the end of the entire lesson of God's laws for business. And we want you to stay hooked up with us. So please make the effort. Stay connected with us. Now remember to use what you have, where you are to start, grow, and fix your business today. You can do it. Thank you for being a part of Inspiring Better Business.